The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
All right, so Delta Burke yesterday checks herself into, I think it was the same hospital that Brittany was in.
Yeah, the UCLA psych ward.
Yeah,
a lot of people. That dude from Grey's Anatomy checked in there, too. Like, everybody wants to be near Brittany.
It must be in Beverly Hills, where everybody lives or something.
It's that one or the Cirque Lodge in Utah. Mm-hmm. Everybody
checks
into
those. I'm going to go to the Cirque Lodge for vacation this year.
And this one didn't have anything to do with drugs or prescription drugs or anything like that. She's got, like, this form of OCD, and she just hoards everything and can't throw anything away. It's fascinating, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people have it. Hey, Jessica, you're on Q100.
Hi, Bert.
Good morning.
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe I'm on the radio.
I'm glad you called. So you have the same type thing?
Oh, my gosh, I can't help it. Let me tell you, when my car was, like, breaking down, it was my first car, and I got it back in 2004. That's the year I graduated. And I broke the door off just so I could keep it. Oh, my gosh. And then, like,
Wait a minute, you broke the door off what?
Yeah, like the inside of the door, like, you know, where the part where you roll up the window and
oh,
stuff.
So you have a memento from your first car.
Yeah, and I can't throw it away. And it was such a crappy car. It was a neon.
Now, do you live your whole life like that? Like, you have to have these kind of symbols from your past?
Yeah, my parents were always like, throw it away, you don't need it. And we moved down from New York back in 1998, and they got a dumpster and, like, threw out my whole bedroom. And then ever since then, when we moved down, I've kept everything. When I moved out of my house, my parents packed, like, 200 boxes.
Wow. 200 boxes filled with what, just everything?
Just everything, from stuff to animals to clothes to books. I kept all my schoolwork up from, like, middle school when I moved down.
Why?
So was, like, yeah, I guess why, and was the whole house just consumed with all this stuff?
Yeah, like, my whole bedroom, it was everywhere, and now it's in the basement, and it's taken up almost the whole basement. And I don't know why, but when I was single, I used to go out and buy, like, 3 pairs of shoes maybe 3 or 4 times a week. So I've got, like, over 300 pairs of shoes.
Well, that's not uncommon for women.
Some women would honor that.
Yeah, they're like, go, girl.
When they showed the inside of Delta Burke's apartment or house, whatever it was last night on TMZ, it wasn't confined to just the basement. Every closet was consumed with stuff, and it was disgusting. It was so disorganized and just thrown.
They've done this. They've done specials like this on Oprah. They've done whole, you know, hour long specials focusing on these people, and they can't even throw away leftovers that are in the refrigerator.
Really?
I mean, things are, like, rotting, and then, I mean, they can't sleep on their bed because it's, like, you know, stuff stacked up 6 feet on their bed. They have animals with feces all over the house because they just can't get it together enough to clean it out. They never take out the garbage. Like, it's a sick disease.
It would drive me crazy. You're
already crazy.
It
would be a different kind of crazy. Hey, Amber, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. My best friend, her family hoards everything, and I mean everything they've ever bought, ever had. It's disgusting. And I think she kind of knows about it, and I don't want to hurt her feelings and be like, your family is crazy. But it's like I walk into their house when I'm going over there, and I just want to clean, and I don't like cleaning.
And they can live with this kind of mess. It's just like things that are just strewn about, and there's no organization to it, right?
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. Like, they have, like, Delta Burke hoards newspapers. They hoard newspapers. They hoard everything.
I've been in a house like that before. When I went on that trip to Venezuela last year, my tour guide brought me to this dude's house. He was, like, 65, 70 years old. And literally the walls of his house have become newspapers. Like, they're stacked so high, and he can't let them go that you have to sort of, like, jimmy yourself around the the little aisle to get through the papers, the newspapers that he's compiled over the last like 4 or 5 decades.
Now that I never thought of it, but there was a guy in high school that I remember would go over to his house, and this guy's mom was a writer.
Mm-hmm.
And like the argument was she needed to keep everything that she ever got that was printed in case she needed to reference it. So it was all referenced, and his house was the same exact way. Like stacks and stacks of newspapers, like, and they're all, in her mind, they're in all some sort of order. But magazines, she never threw away junk mail. In case she ever needed it to help. Look at Tracy. Tracy's throwing up.
Well, she's so organized.
In my mind, I'm thinking you might need to reference it one day, but it's going to be such a pain to actually find it that you'll never use it as a reference. And people that hang on to magazines or newspapers because of references, go to the internet.
Do you ever really go, right? You don't need that anymore.
Yeah.
Good morning, Q100.
Oh, is it me?
It's you.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Okay. I've got just, like, I can't stop collecting clothes. Like, my closet is ridiculous. Like, stuff from when I was 5 is still sitting in my closet, and sometimes, like, I just can't even walk in. It's so bad.
Why are you keeping clothes from when you were little?
I don't know. I just, like, my mom tells me to, like, never throw that kind of stuff away, so I never have.
Is it, like, a control issue thing?
I don't know. I don't know if it's, like, sentimental or if it's just, like, I don't know.
Could it be a generational thing? Like, are we... Because I'm almost wondering, I'm trying to think of like our grandparents who had to deal with depression and stuff like that, and then the rationing that went on during the war, World War II and all that stuff. Like maybe, not that it started there, but like maybe they just, our parents grew up with don't throw it away, recycle it, keep it. Because I
think that's too simplistic. I think in the cases that we're talking about with like Delta Burke, I think it's a control thing.
But I know, but I'm wondering if that's where like this, what this girl just said was her parents said, save that, you may need it someday. Like that's like a mantra of my dad's. He's mm-hmm. like, he's not a big thrower away. So we have an attic full of stuff. Now he doesn't keep like random newspapers and things, but like just stuff that he probably could have sold at garage sales or on eBay or in Craigslist or whatever. He keeps, and I almost wonder if it's because his parents were like,
can't throw anything out.
We have to keep what we have.
I think it's the exact opposite of that. I think something of theirs, sentimental, you know, value was thrown out when they were little or they lost something. I think it's the complete opposite.
Could be.
Well, I think the cure for it, not for the OCD, not the Delta Burks, but like I also would ask people, how many times have you moved? Because I think anytime you have to pack that stuff up and move, because like in the case of your father or people who've been in their house for 20 years, well, of course you're going to compile stuff. But if you've had to box that stuff up and move from apartment to apartment, you learn to not be, it's not as sentimental as it used to be.
I hate moving.
And this is a totally different thing we're talking about. We're talking about just things being thrown in the corner and then piling up, mm-hmm. and that's the kind of hoarding we're talking about. And then it just consumes your entire house. Hey, Rachel, you're on Q100.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I have to agree with what you were saying about it could be something in the past, because my mom will collect everything. We've got our pantry is literally half full, of plastic bags.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we might need them. Mm-hmm. And I think it happened a long time ago when our house burnt down and we lost everything.
Sure, you can see how that could do something
so
to you.
I think that might have been a traumatic experience, because now, you know, I'm 20 years old, but I still live with my parents, and there are times when I want to get rid of things from my childhood, that way I can make room for, you know, more things. And my mom will come into my room and see me, and she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, I'm kind of getting rid of it. She's like, no, don't get rid of it. Mm-hmm. So I have to take it out in secret. That way she doesn't know that I'm getting rid of it, because that's just the way that she is.
That's your next step, Tracy. This is it for you. This OCD step. This is the next one for you.
I hope Haas got all their phone numbers, because I want to go clean their houses.
If you were a hoarder, it would be way more organized. Like, you would have all these magazines from 1984 or whatever, but you would know exactly where they were.
They'd be in chronological order.
Match one OCD person with another one with a different thing. Like, Tracy's OCD about being clean, and these are about hoarding, and just match them together and be like buddies, like the buddy system, and everything would be all right.
That's the worst insult you can call Tracy. You're a hoarder. Hoarder.
How dare you?
I'm not a hoarder.
I will cut you.
Now, if it's a control thing why people hoard, why are you, like, what's your deal with throwing everything away immediately?
I just think it's the complete opposite. I mean,
but it's a control thing too, right?
Oh, it's definitely a control thing. I mean, if I...
Honestly, how often do you and Scott get in a fight because you throw something away of his?
A lot. Yeah.
Weekly?
We put it in the attic, and then if he doesn't need to go in the attic after like a month or two, I'm like, get rid of it. Like, there's no need to have
it.
Do
you say get rid of it, or do you get rid of it?
You're just throwing his stuff away, aren't you?
Both.
You're just throwing his stuff away.
How many, if you were to make a list right now of things of his that you've thrown away that he doesn't have any idea are gone right now? Multiple pages?
Yes.
Oh. I bet it's like a Bible.
Yep.
But he hasn't noticed. What he doesn't know can't hurt him.
Let's hope he's
That's
not
always
listening.
The rationale. Yes. He hasn't worn it in months. He'll never know.
The Burt Show.